Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is William Goggin welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Spokane, Washington, the heart of the Inland Empire of the great Pacific Northwest. The Pacific Northwest, where you can hear mighty torrents of water roar over the Grand Coulee Dam. The Northwest, where you can hear the screeching and screaming of sawmills. The Northwest, where you can hear the romantic call of the bull moose. Put all these sounds together, and this is what we hear.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Say, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Thank you a lot for that descriptive introduction. Bull moose? What's that?
Well, being you know we're in your hometown, and I want to really give you a big build-up.
Well, you're sweet. It's great to be here, too. Gee, didn't they give us a big reception when we got off the train the other night, hmm?
Big reception?
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't a soul at the station when we arrived.
I know, but they left the light burning in the depot for us, didn't they? My gee. Bill, if they hadn't have expected us, we'd have had to feel our way clear over to the Davenport Hotel.
I wish they'd left the light on there. I nearly broke my leg stumbling over the room clerk.
I'll see here now.
See, it must be great coming back to Spokane, seeing all your old friends, paying all your old bills.
Pat Freeman. Sue Beck. Yes, Bill, it does bring lots of memories back. I remember one summer when Brother Everett and Brother Bob and I, we had a job in a lead mine over in Idaho.
Oh.
And Bob and I were in that mine, toting that lead all day long.
What about Everett?
Never could get the lead out.
Bing, I visited the Webster School this afternoon, yeah, and they showed me the desk you sat in all those years you were in the fifth grade. And in the recognition of you, Bing, there's a beautiful bronze plaque on that desk.
A plaque, huh? Yeah. What does it say?
Bing Crosby slept here.
My kids are listening. Get busy on that homework, all of you. Folks, I'd like to have you now to meet the first guest of the evening, Miss Marilyn Maxwell.
Hello, Bing. Hello, Bill.
Oh, hiya, Marilyn. Say, isn't this beautiful country?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Did you know, Marilyn, that this is the apple center of the world?
Mm-hmm, so you keep telling us. When do you buy us some meat?
We get meat in San Francisco. Here it's apples. By the way, Marilyn, you feeling okay? Is your cold better?
Oh, it's much better, Bing. It was awfully nice of you to have Dr. Lynch come up and see me.
Oh, Joe's an old schoolmate of mine. He was glad to do it.
Oh, and another doctor friend of yours came up, too, Dr. Fitzgerald.
Well, I guess my old pals wanted to see that you were all right.
Dr. Jennings came up, too.
In this town, a pretty girl is like a malady.
Oh, and Bing,
huh?
Another doctor friend of yours dropped in and gave me a thorough checkup.
Which doctor was that?
Dr. Herb Rochford.
Herb Rochford? Herb Rochford is a dentist.
He is?
Yes.
I thought it was funny when he said he might have to pull my tonsils.
I guess Belle and my old buddies are just anxious to meet you. I'm sure their calls were entirely professional. They were really worried, concerned about your health.
I've had a call for 2 days and nobody came near me.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Didn't you go to school with any lady doctors? No.
No, not that I recall. Now, if John Scott and the orchestra are ready, I should like to ramble through a chorus of Rambling Road. Shall we then?
Everyone knows she's a rambling rose. She's a beauty growing wild. Birds in their nest seem to whistle their best for Mother Nature's favorite child. She's got the kind of affection that just winds around your heart. You better run for protection, or she might upset your apple cart. I hate to disclose that my rambling rose is gonna meet her Waterloo. I let her play, but she can't get away, 'cause I know just what to do. Anyone knows you can train a rose to be a clinging vine. So from this day hence, I'll be a picket fence around that rambling rose of mine. I hate to disclose that my rambling rose is gonna meet her Waterloo. I let her play, but she can't get away, 'cause I know just what to do. Anyone knows you can train a rose to be a clinging vine. So from this day hence, there'll be a picket fence around that rambling rose. Round that rambling rose of mine.
Hey, Bing. I think he's getting some action up there.
That was very jolly, Bing. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks very much, Bill, but now it's commercial time, so be about it, old man. Get at it.
I've been meaning to speak to you about the commercials, Bing. I'm not a radio announcer. I'm an actor.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. What I'm getting at is, I think that we should do a little play instead of a commercial.
Well, we've got to mention Philco.
Oh, we'll mention Philco. As a matter of fact, the whole play's about Philco.
Oh, this is going to be a smash in Philadelphia.
You see, it goes like this. You and Marilyn Maxwell are newlyweds.
It's an interesting beginning.
Uh-huh. And you have just taken your little bride to the honeymoon cottage you have built and furnished for her.
Okay, let's off to the honeymoon cottage,
Oh, Otto, what a beautiful house. And you've had it furnished in such good taste.
You really like it, dear?
Oh, yes. But do you have to have Gonzaga on every pillow?
I should, you know.
Oh, and this coffee table and this chair are simply beautiful.
Well, I knew you'd like it, Lily Jean.
Oh, but Otto, look. Oh, Otto, how could you?
What's wrong, sweetie, then?
I'll tell you what's wrong. Look at that radio. It isn't a Philco. I'm going home to Mother.
Your mother isn't a Philco either.
You stand aside, Otto. I'm leaving.
Not with my Gonzaga pillows, you're not.
No, you can keep your old pillows.
Now, let's not fight, honey. I'll go right out. And I'll buy you a great big Philco radio phonograph.
Oh, you're a darling. Kiss me goodbye, Otto.
You just try and stop me. Say, honey, can't I go and buy the Philco tomorrow?
Well, of course. Well, now let's sit down and write thank you notes for our wedding gift.
Gee, can't we do that tomorrow, too?
Well, all right.
How's you, Mr. and Mrs. Otto Crosby, the newlyweds?
Wait a minute. Wait till I open the door.
You can do that tomorrow, too. Now, listen, kids. I'm your local Philco dealer, and what this new house needs is a brand new Philco radio phonograph that plays those great new long-playing records.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to buy a Philco.
Now, be sure you buy the great Philco radio phonograph that plays your regular records automatically and also has the new tone arm that plays the new 45-minute record. Don't make a drudge out of your wife. Don't have her slaving away her life-changing records. Buy your new Philco now, folks, for the listening thrill of your life.
Dolly, I'm going right down now and get that Philco.
Oh, but honey, what about those thank you notes?
Don't worry, little lady. I'll stay here and help you.
Will you really, mister? Thanks a lot. So long, honey. Every now and then, the celluloid looms of Hollywood town weave the components of a triple threat man into a personality that spells box office. Such a man is our guest tonight. A blue-eyed giant who leaped to the forefront of flicker fame with his smashing performance Best in Mother Wore Tights, and has followed it up with Give My Regards to Broadway and a new one that we'll all be seeing soon called When My Baby Smiles at Me. Ladies and gentlemen, here's dynamic Dan Daly.
Thanks, Bing. That's the biggest introduction I ever got, Bing.
You're about the biggest guy I ever introduced. What do you scale? How tall are you, Dan?
I'm 6'4", weekdays and Saturdays.
What about Sundays?
Well, Sundays I lie down. Studio's been working me pretty hard lately.
What are you doing?
Another picture with Betty Grable.
That's work, huh?
Oh, nerve-wracking thing.
My nerves should be on such a rack.
Don't get me wrong, Bing. There's nothing I'd rather do than work with Betty.
I wish you quit calling that work, Dan. It's ridiculous. I saw Mother Wore Tights 3 times. You were having the time of your life, and you did a fine acting job, too. Everybody noticed it.
Thanks, Bing, but I don't think anybody paid much attention to me.
Why not?
Well, Betty wore the tights.
Say, Dan, I want to tell you, incidentally, I've got a new picture coming out, The Connecticut Yankee. I wear tights and not myself.
That's right, I heard about that. I hear your legs photographed beautifully.
Sort of like Dietrich?
No, sort of like legs.
Oh. Well, I guess that's all a fella can ask for. But getting back to you, Dan, you remember those parts you used to do in pictures before they discovered that you could sing and dance?
Oh, you mean those things I did before the war?
Yeah, all those mean Nazi officers, you remember?
Jawohl.
Of doom, Herr Oberlieutenant Don Daly Schultz has an important announcement to make here, please. Speak it out, Herr Oberlieutenant Lieutenant Daly Schultz. Put it in there, please.
Herr Unterlieutenant von Crosby Meyer. Soldiers of the Third Reich. What happened?
That's very smooth, Dan. Perfect. What happened to all those poor guys who used to play Nazis in the wartime movies?
I think they're all working for the poor guys who used to play Japanese spies in the same pictures.
Back in the vegetable markets, man.
Yeah, I guess I was lucky getting back in pictures when I came out of the Army.
Hey, you spent about 4 years in uniform, huh?
Yeah, I was in the cavalry.
That's where all my horses went, you know.
Just a minute, Bing. I was in the cavalry during the last war.
So were my horses. They turned them into leather chairs for the officers' club. Wartime protection, you know, Dan. Speed. It's nice having you up here, Dan, working on a show and helping out. You know, this is the Apple Center of the world.
I'm sorry. I want money.
Well, you're going to get money, too. That's if you get the lucky apple.
I was just kidding, Bing. I've always admired
you.
You may not believe this, but every night when I'm alone, I take out a stack of your old records and play them. And then I try to sing like you did.
You may not believe this, Dan, but I do the same thing.
I'm serious, Bing. Ever since I was a kid in school, I've been doing an imitation of you.
I can't think of a better way to disperse a crowd.
Oh, you'd be surprised people sit still for it.
Well, then, it's about time for some singing. How about doing the imitation right now?
Well, this is one of your real old numbers, Bing. It's called Thanks.
Oh, yes. I remember singing that. Go ahead, Dan. I'll go out and help the ushers block the exit. Good luck to you, kids. Stay there now.
Ladies and gentlemen, an imitation of Mr. Bing Crosby, that great romantic singer of a few years ago.
Now, thanks for all the lovely delights I found in your embrace. I'm thankful, though, I know it's ending all too soon. And thanks for unforgettable nights I never can replace, and memories that linger like a haunting dream. Is it better to have loved you dear and lost than never to have loved at all? Yes, it's better, for no matter what the cost, I held the world in sway, an emperor for a day. And thanks again for taking me on that road to paradise. We lost our way, but still I must convey my thanks.
I sure stole a lot of money, didn't I?
That's great, Dan.
Say, that was very good, Dan. Very good.
Well, thanks, Bill. Hey, where did Bing go?
He just took the bus to Wenatchee.
Has the smoke cleared, fellas? Anybody heard?
Oh, I thought Dan was great. Didn't you, Bing?
I thought he was a smash. He may wind up with the Krogan. And in case any of the Philco people are listening, I'd better get busy right now. Marilyn, would you amble alongside here and give me a little help?
Well, sure, Bing.
We won't go back as far as Dan did, but how about you and me duetting on Something to Remember You By?
Well, I remember most of it.
And then we're away, John Scott. A downbeat, if you please.
Oh, give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me, dear.
Some little something meaning love cannot
die.
No matter where you chance to be.
Though I'll pray for you, night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me.
Oh, give me something to remember you by.
Some little something meaning love cannot die.
Meaning love cannot die.
No matter where you chance to be.
Though I'll pray for you,
night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm. You're returning. So give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me.
Thanks, Marilyn. Thanks very much.
Say, Bing, I've been finding out a lot of things about you since we've been in Spokane.
Idle gossip. Lies. All of them, Marilyn. Lies.
Oh, but these were good things.
The truth. Better to believe the truth. What did you find out, said he? Is he a quitter?
Well, for one thing, I heard that you and a bunch of other kids used to have a great little orchestra around here.
Oh, we were outstanding. John Philip Sousa didn't dare bring his band closer than Seattle. Paul Whiteman never came west of Cutbank. Great of us. Great of us.
We were real famous,
oh,
huh?
Why, the Pritchards, the Rinker Boys, Jimmy Heaton and I, we're a flash at Newman Lake. I was the kid with the drum, too.
Well, Bing, there's a drum right here. How about showing us how you used to cut it out?
You think it's wise? Think we better? Think we dare? We're an awful target up here. Well, if Joe Venuti will help out with the fiddle and Buddy Cole will assist on the piano, maybe we can whack out a little thing here. Lucky for us that Terry Bodkin carries a ukulele on his watch fob.
You know that Dan Daly plays the trombone.
Well, let old Dan grab a trombone and swing in with us, hmm?
Well, I got this trombone right here, but you better ask the first four rows to move back a little.
Why's that?
Because sometimes when I play this thing, there's a fine, thin spray comes out.
Okay, folks, protect yourself. Wait till I get sit here. Hello? A two. Fun. I haven't beat those skins in about 15 years. While they're sweeping up the debris from the stage, I shall scurry over to a quiet corner and whisper a chorus or so of Love Somebody. This is a request from Miss Colleen Rochford. She likes this song. She's a pal of mine. I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. Didn't take me long to fall. Now her picture's on my wall. Water for my baby doll. If she kissed me, I wouldn't mind at all. I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. Don't know why she acts so shy. Really, I'm a harmless guy. Hope she doesn't pass me by. Cause if she did, I'd die. I know I'd die. I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. And if I told anybody, I wouldn't tell you.
Thank you very much. Bill, you've got a word or so about Philco's recent revolutionary development, the new stuff?
Well, Bill, I'd like to tell the folks about that sensational new Philco tone arm. It's the real secret of getting top-quality performance out of those great new long-playing records. Because this tone arm was custom-made to play their tiny, microscopic grooves. Long before the 45-minute record was even announced to the rest of the radio industry, the engineers who produced it came to the Philco laboratories for a new kind of tone arm to play it. So the Philco engineers developed this new balanced fidelity reproducer. It floats on the record with only one-fifth of an ounce pressure. And yet it's so beautifully balanced and constructed that it stays in a groove that's only 3/1000ths of an inch wide. It's real electronic magic. And it's at your Philco dealer now in a complete series of new Philco radio phonographs, from beautiful consoles to inexpensive table models. From Philco, the leader.
Here's sort of a holdover from last summer, but it's still very prominent on the popular music scene. My Happiness.
Evening shadows make me blue. When each weary day is through, how I long to be with you. My happiness, every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss. always thinking how I miss my happiness. A million years, it seems, have gone by since we shared our dreams. But I'll hold you again. There'll be no memories then. Whether skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do. Just as long as I'm with you, my happiness. A million years, it seems, have gone by since we shared our dreams. But I'll hold you again. There'll be noble memories then. Whether skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do. Just as long as I'm with you, my
just about wraps it up for this evening. I'd like to thank all you folks who came down here to the Post Theater to support the benefits of the Spokane Municipal Stadium. I also want to tip Mike Cavanaugh to the Athletic Roundtable for handling arrangements for the show. Everything just went fine. A couple of good men were in charge, Joe Albee and Bud Ward. I'd also like to thank... I'm just bubbling with thanks tonight. And I would like to thank Marilyn Maxwell, Bill Gargan, and Dan Daly for coming up to the old hometown.
Well, I've enjoyed every minute of it, Bing.
Me too.
Me too. Apples and all.
Hey, Dan, incidentally, we're going to do a little vaudeville show after we go off the air tonight. Can I depend on you for a little soft shoe dance?
Sure, Bing.
You know, I've always wondered, how do you get your shoes soft for dancing?
Well,
I usually simmer mine for about 3 hours over a slow fire. Or, of course, if I'm in a hurry, I use a Presto cooker.
These household hints will come to you from time to time on this program.
What happens on the show next week, Dan?
Well, next week, Marilyn, our show is going to come from San Francisco. We're doing a big program there for the boys' clubs of the Bay Area and for the Bellarmine Preparatory School Building Fund.
Uh-huh. Who are your guests?
Well, next week it's Bill Powell and Peggy Lee. See you then, huh? Good night, folks, and thanks.
This program is produced and transcribed in Spokane by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, and Bing's guests, William Powell and Peggy Lee. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.